12C, Oliver Twist Redux. Scene 1. I'm sorry, my dear. I don't want to do this, but I have to. What's the matter here? Who's making the annoying noise? Oh, crap, again? Why teenagers nowadays don't learn how to protect themselves. There are too many orphans here. But anyway, more orphans means more money from the government. Whether you like it or not, I'll call you Oliver Twist. Scene 2. The canteen in the workhouse. I'm hungry. I'm starving. Me too. I'm turning to walking skeleton now. We have to do something. What and how? We have to ask Mr. Bumble for more food. Are you kidding? He's going to eat your head instead. I heard that he likes to eat young kids for dinner. We have to venture. If we sent someone who's very thin and small, maybe it'll change his mind. Then who? Why me? I trust you are all ready for another day of hard work. Silent, you pitiful orphans. No talk, no gossip, no annoying, or else no breakfast. You will work until your day is finished, and then, and only then, and behave like children. Now, put your hands together, and let's pray. For health and strength and daily food, we pray the name, O Lord. Please, sir, I want some more. What? Please, sir, I want some more. How dare you? Listen, orphans, you are all getting in trouble because of this one selfish boy. Now go back to work and have no lunch for today. And you, Oliver, you'll be locked up in the cell for sure. Scene 3. The Undertaker. Good day, Mr. Sourberry. Good day to you. Sadly, I cannot take care of this boy in the workhouse any longer. I was hoping that you were looking for an assistant. But, you know, I already have my assistant, Mr. Bumble. Perhaps you could use two. How much do you want for him? Nothing, madame. I'll be saving money because I won't have to feed him. And he will work hard, do any task necessary. Does he eat a lot? And is he reliable? Anything, madame. What do you think, dear? All right, we'll have him. Oliver, your time has come. You have to work for Mr. Sourberry and make sure that you won't cause any problem. Understand? Yes, sir. All right, thanks for coming. I mean, then I won't have to be this disgusting thing anymore. Why? Because you are the only one to do this. That's disgusting. I hate this job. I'm not doing it. Then your mother is disgusting because she's dead too. No, no, she's not. Don't say that to my mother. What happened? He punched me in the face. Who, Oliver? No, the poor dead soul. Of course, Oliver. You're going to be in trouble. Tonight you'll get your first punishment. Who's stupid enough to wait for punishment? Ha, not me. I know, I have to go somewhere far away. I'll go to London. Scene 4. Dirty Old Town. I can't walk any further. I have to take a rest. What are you staring at? Ain't you never seen a handsome guy before? No, never. I'm sorry, I didn't. So, what are you running from? The police? No, worse than the police. I'm an orphan. I've come to London to make my fortune. Ah, have you got any money? Nope. Got any lodgings? I suppose you want somewhere to sleep tonight then? Yes, of course, but I don't have any money, and I know no one here. My name is Jack Dawkins. They call me the Artful Dodger. Now, you know me. My name's Oliver. Oliver Twist. Don't worry, Oliver. I'll introduce you to someone. I'm sure he'll give you a bed for the night. Fagin, I brought a new friend to meet you. Oliver Twist. Welcome, my boy. We're very glad to meet you. Aren't we, my dears?
We are. Yeah, Fagin, we are.
Dodger tells me you have come to London to seek your fortune, Oliver.
Yes, sir.
Well, even if I'm not a fortune teller, but I can say that your life will never be the same. Me and my friends will take care of you.
Thank you, sir.
Fagin, we didn't have enough sausage for him. Then give him yours. Sir, this is an orphanage in London? Of course not.
Do we look like orphans? Orphans don't have family. But we've got... Fagin is the one who takes care of us, while our real parents abandon us. And he taught us a helpful skills. We all know he gives us his best. What a kind gentleman. I hope I could learn some. Don't worry, dude. It's very easy and useful. We call it pickpocketing. But what? All you have to do is when the gentleman ain't looking, there comes a time when we can sneak up behind them and just slip in their pockets. Just do it gently and quietly as much as possible, and they never notice. Well, what a good skill. There's other skills too. Anything shiny hanging out of their pockets, we just take them. Mary, yes, watches, chains, even dosh comes in our hands. It's all in a day's work. What about the wallets? Tell him about them, Walter. Well, it's all in the way you pick them. You got to be looking out for the upright gentlemen. You know, the toffs. Yes, the toffs. I know about them. Dodger pointed them out earlier. Good on you, Dodger. The top hats is what you have, and the long coats with tails. But be careful of them stick canes. Can't half hurt if they catch you. Not sure I like the sound of that. Nothing to worry about, Oliver. You'll be fine. Right then, lads, it's time to bed now. It's time for bedtime stories. You're too old for stupid bedtime stories that teach you nothing but to be weakly and feeble. Scene 5, Fagin's Den. Ah, me ladies, you must meet our new boy. Well, what have we got here then? Oh, ladies, I forgot, you must meet our new lodger, Oliver Twist. What a cute pumpkin pie. Ah, yes, we're all ladies and gentlemen around here. We're all qualified. Why are they laughing? Don't take any notice of them, Oliver. You're the only boy with manners among here. What you mean? Ain't got no manners? I'm a regular gent, I am. Very nice to meet you, Miss Nancy and Miss Betsy. Now, get out of here and back to work, you lazy daisies. But Fagin, you promised we could have some more sausages. Fagin, I'm waiting. Waiting, my dear? What for? Not my sausage, for sure. Give me what Bill's asking from you. You and your Bill, you'll be the ruin of me between you. Thanks. Come on, Nancy, let's go. Bye, kids. Bye, Nancy. Bye, Betsy. Right, it's Oliver's first day on the job. Who's in charge of looking after this little thief? I'll do it. Come on, boys, let's go. Good luck on your first job, son. I'll be waiting for you when you get back. Bye, Fagin. See you later. Act 2. Scene 1. Fagin's Den. No, no, I'm not a thief. I'm Oliver. I told you to look after him. Why didn't you bring him back with you? How could I help it? What if he says something to someone that will get us into trouble? That's very likely, Fagin. You will go to court in the morning and sort this out. Me? Not likely. I'll go. They won't even know me. Good girl. Clever girl. But if he does talk, you'll come and tell us quick, eh, Nancy? Quick, because then we'll have to look after ourselves. Did you see my brother? He's lost while walking with me yesterday. Please, I have to see him now. How's he look like? Yesterday, young Little was sent there. At first we thought he's a thief, but some witness says that he wasn't. What's his name? Oh, Ollie, Ollie. Yes, that's my boy. And he's not a thief, for sure. Please, take me to him. Well, sorry, madam, but he isn't here. Then where is he? He's been taken to Mr. Brownlow's house. Maybe you could find him there. Thank you, thank you. Books from Mr. Waterstone, sir. Thank you. Please, sir, these books came for you. Oh, good. Did she wait? I've got some to go back. The girl's gone, sir. Can I take them for you? I know where the shop is. Please let me take them. I'll be very quick. All right, Rose. The books are on the side in the hall. Could you fetch them, please? Here it is. Now, Oliver, please return all of these to the library and pay them £14 owed. Here is the money. I'll be back very soon, sir. I got him. Help! Somebody help! Shut up, boy. No one is going to help you. Careful, Bill. We have to want alive. You're killing him. Act 2, Scene 2.
Welcome back, Oliver. Where have you been? Look at his clothes and his books. He looks like a real gentleman. And he has money too. No, that's not mine. It's Mr. Brownlow's money and books. By the way, who is Mr. Brownlow? The gentleman who's taking care of Oliver. Ah, I see. Seems like you've got a new family. Woo! Mr. Brownlow will be here after you if he finds out you've got his books and money. Mr. Brownlow will be here after you if he finds his books and money. So, he'll be out here, will he? After us, out here? What did you tell him about us? Nothing. No, come on, Oliver. What did you tell him? Bill, leave him alone. What did you tell him? Bill, stop it. I can guarantee you that he told Mr. Brownlow nothing. Don't butt in, Nancy, or I'll kill you instead. I won't stand by and watch you shout at him. You go scout the street for the boy, and you put up a waiting sign for him. Yes, sir. What are you dragging him out of bed? 'Cause he's coming on a job with me. Why him? 'Cause I need a boy who is nice and thin, and on this particular job, that's what counts. Must I go? One word out of you while you're out there with me and I will kill you. No, Bill, stop it. I won't let you do this to him. Silence! I will hear no more of this nonsense. Scene 6, Mr. Brownlow's house. I came to talk to you about Oliver Twist. May I talk to Mr. Brownlow? Oh, of course. Please come right in. I'll go call Mr. Brownlow for you. Who is it, Rose? It's about Oliver. Oh? Do you have any news about him? He's in danger. He was dragged off the day you sent him to return the books. Can you take me to him? No, it's too dangerous. Come meet us at the London Bridge at midnight. Okay, I promise. Good. Now, I must be going. Please, sir, let me go. No, I've got a job for you to do, and you must do it. Now go inside and go open the front door of the house. Scene 7, the tavern. So, how did it go? Terrible. This kid woke someone up. We had to scrape it quick. I'll take the boy up to his bed and rest. No, no, you won't. He won't be going anywhere. But, Betsy, come help me. Shh, be quiet, or he will get caught. Go, run. Where is my money? I've got to escape and I'm taking the boy with me. Fagin, there's people coming. Come on, Fagin, we've got to get out of here. Right, lads, come on, let's go. We're changing lodgings. Yeah, new lodgings. Come on, my dears, let's get out of here. There he is, catch him. You'll not get me. Up there. He's gone up there. Yay! Get him! Yay!